Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914, page 1336, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Behind them to see that they didn't take off anything. Then after a while, Mr. Frank, he come into the office and he pulled out one of those round chairs from under the desk. The first thing, he let me pull one of the wardrobe and I said, I got too hot in there. And he said, you see how you are sweating. When he opened the door, I was fixing to step out, and his eyes were looking larger than they usually look. And he jerked the door open, and I was right there, in front of the door, and then Mr. Frank said to me to sit down in a chair, in the one that turns all the way around, and when I sat down, he told me to get up and shut the door. That was the door between his office and the stenographer's office, and I got up and shut it, and he said, Jim, can you write? He was sitting down facing me, and he brushed back his hair, and I said, yes, sir, I can write a little bit, Mr. Frank. And then he gave me a pencil that he got off the top of his desk, and there was nothing on it. He turned a sheet over for me to write, and he told me what to put there. He told me to put on there, Dear Mother, a long, tall, black Negro did this by himself. And when I went to put down Negro, I put it N-E-G-R-O-A-S. And he said, don't put no S there. He said, that means Negroes. And he said, now rub the S off, and I rubbed the S out. And he said, it means just one person like yourself. And he told me to write it again, and I written it. And he looked at it and slapped me on the back and said, that's all right, old boy. And he said, write it again, and I written it for him three times. And Mr. Frank reared back in his chair and asked me if I wanted a smoke. Then I told him, yes, sir, and he'd taken out a cigarette for himself and handed me the box, and he sort of turned around when he handed me the box, and I'd taken out a cigarette, and he handed me the box of matches, and I'd taken out a cigarette and lit it and saw some money in the box, and I handed the box of cigarettes back, and he told me that was all right to keep them, and I told him he had some money in the box, and he said that was all right, I could have that. I'd taken it and stuck it in my pocket, and then Mr. Frank looked around at me and held up his head towards the top of the house and said, why should I hang? I have wealthy people in Brooklyn. I didn't know what he was talking about. I didn't have any idea in the world what he was talking about. And he was winking and rubbing his hands together and touching me on the shank with his foot and took a deep breath. He said, why should I hang? And shook his head and rubbed his hands together. Then he asked me where was Snowball, Gordon Bailey. And I told him I didn't know, sir. And he asked me did I know the night watchman. And I told him, no, sir, I didn't know the night watchman personally, I just knew him by passing him. And he asked me if I had seen him in the basement at any time, and I told him, no, sir, that he would have to ask the fireman about that, for he was down in the basement more than any of us was. And when I told Mr. Frank that he stuck one finger in his mouth and said, shh, that's all right. And then Mr. Frank told me he was going to take that note I had written and send it off in a letter to his people when he wrote, and recommend me to them, because I was a good working Negro around there, and he liked me.